Wishing you a beautiful Thursday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you enjoyed Sunday's audio where I was talking about moving your energy when kind of doubt starts to move into your mind and shifting yourself from that low vibrational energy to the high vibrational part and getting you to think about what things that you do. A few of you have texted me actually just about different things that have come up for you over the course of the last 2 weeks in terms of looking at support very different and also in particular seeing more supports there in your life, which is wonderful. One member in particular, and you'll know who you are when you're listening to this, texted me to say that they got a dryer in their house, and this was really helpful because they have a busy life trying to have with kids and trying to get, you know, washing done and dried in their house, and this was just something that's come in now and made everything really easy. So that's support. Like, that's a way of supporting us. That's the way of nearly the universe supporting us with giving us the idea for the dryer. And it is about really looking at these very simplistic ways. So when we're looking at support overall, it really is coming from an emotional place. So in your journals, if you've had time to do them this month, that soul energy is the soul journal is getting you to really think about the deeper parts of, like we were looking at last week, like, when did you first feel a lack of support in your life, and when did you first feel an element of support in your life? So when we're looking at how we can support ourselves as well, it's about bringing those simple and basic things in. But also one thing with support is we can feel a lack of support in our life, and actually it can manifest itself in our physical bodies. So when you might feel unsupported, you could find yourself procrastinating. And it's like there's just this feeling of like stodginess within the body, even just going, I just can't be arsed doing that, feeling deflated, the energy feeling low. And that can come where it's like, God, why am I always having to push for things? Why don't things come easier? Why am I not supported? Other times, we can even feel that, you know, in physical places in the body, like within our back. The back, the lower back in particular, is all about support. And actually, I have a family member in my husband's family who's had a really bad back for the last number of weeks, and they were texting me about it today. And the minute they were texting me, I was like, oh my God, it's all about support. Like, just intuitively, that's what I felt. And then I remembered about the back being about support. And, you know, it's just interesting where things manifest. And then, you know, there's different parts of your body where you may feel it as well. So I'd like you to think about that as well. When you feel unsupported, where do you feel that? What emotions come up? But where in the body do you feel those emotions? What is your reactive action from that? Like, do you feel like you do kind of procrastinate on things? You get deflated, you get moody, you get low, you feel like giving up. Like, what happens? Because what I'd like to do in our next audio is talk about how to counteract that. So it's important to get a sense of what that is. So have a think about that today. Keep looking for those energies of support, the small things, the big things. Even having, like I said, a journal and writing these things down would be very helpful. But yeah, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you next Wednesday night, the 2nd of September at 8:30 for our soul gathering, and really talking about this and actually coming together to support one another and for me to be able to support all of you as well. So I hope you can make that night, and have a beautiful Thursday, and I look forward to connecting with you really soon.